Perches mission tesin through perches mission gimel. Hamaski by slachaveiro. When he rents a house to someone else, and we're talking about a case where the soicher, remember the soicher is the person who is renting it from the owner, who is known as the masker. So the soicher, we're talking about a case where the soicher does not specify which house he wants, or what type of house, how it should be. He just says, I want to rent a house from you. And then while he's renting it, v'nofal, the house falls down and collapses. The loch is chayv laham lebayis. The masker is obligated to provide a replacement house for as long as he said he would rent it to him. He has to provide an alternative house. Had the soicher specified a specific house, then the masker is not obligated to find him another house. Because the soicher was only interested in this house, so the masker only sort of took responsibility for this house. But we're talking about a case where the soicher wanted a house, and therefore if this house falls down, you've got to provide him another one to fit with what he was renting from you. Hurkoton, what happens if the first house which he rented from him was small? And we're talking about a case where even though the soicher didn't specify a specific house, he did, sorry, not like I said at the beginning of the Mishnah, he did specify how the house should look like, and certain features of the house. He just didn't specify a specific house. But since he said, I wanted a small one, lo yaseinu gadol, you can't make the new house big, because he might not want to live in a big house, gadol. If he specified he wanted a big house, lo yaseinu katan, you can't make him a new, smaller one, echod. If the original one was one house, lo yaseinu shnayim, you can't make him two houses, which are the same thing, just split into two. Shnayim, if originally it was two, lo yaseinu echod, you can't make it into one bigger one. Lo yifchiz me'achalonis, you can't make less windows, lo yisvalein, you can't make more windows, elo medas shnayim, unless they both agree. If they're both happy to make it a bit differently, then of course the masker would be able to do that. But if the soicher wants one, which is very similar to the original house, then the masker is obligated to do so, since that is what he agreed to. Perek Tes. Most of this perek is going to discuss renting fields. Now, there are two main ways in which one can rent a field from someone. The first way is known as chachirus, which is similar to sechirus. Now, what do those terms mean? Sechirus is basically a normal rental, where you pay a certain amount of money to rent a field for the year, let's say. Chachirus is very similar. However, instead of giving money, you give a fixed amount of the produce which the field produces. So, for example, you could say 50 sa'or of the wheat which this field produces will go to the masker, the owner of the field. The second way you can do that is known as arisus, and that is not a fixed amount that you pay him. Rather, it's a percentage of what the field produces. So it could be that you'll pay the owner of the field 40% of what it produces that year. So in that case, it will depend on how much the field produces what the owner will receive. So this parak is going to bring lots of different cases of someone who is renting a field, but it's not actually going to specify in most scenarios whether the arrangement is arisus or chachirus, and we're going to have to explain which one it is referring to. So again, chachirus is when you give a fixed amount of produce. Arisus is when you give a percentage of the produce which it produces. So now the first case we've got is all-inclusive. It's whether it's arisus or chachirus. One who accepts upon himself a field from his friend, accepting is commonly the phrase used when referring to this arrangement. So we're going to work the whole field and give the owner part of the produce. So, if this is in a location where the normal thing which is accepted is that the renter or the person working on the field will harvest the produce, this means without taking out the roots, but will just harvest the tops, the bit which is above the ground, then yikter, that's what he needs to do. He needs to harvest it. Laker, if the normal thing is to take out the produce with the roots, then yaker, that's what he's got to do. Similarly, if the minhag is that they plow the field even after harvesting it in order to sort of uproot and get rid of the old weeds and the bad parts of the field, then yachrus, that is what he's got to do, and you should go ahead and plow it. The rule is, hakol kvenig amadina, like we've seen in the Masechta a couple of times already, it all depends on what the normal accepted custom of that country and that location is. And of course, this is all when there's no other agreement. If the owner and the worker want to make an agreement to do something differently, then they can. This is talking about a situation in which they don't make any special agreement, so this is what they are required to do. Okay, now the last part of this Mishnah only applies to an oris, someone who has an agreement of arisus, which again means that he gives the owner a percentage of the produce. So the halacha is that k'shem shecholkim batvua, just like they split the amount of produce when it comes to the actual produce, the actual grain, k'cholkim batevin vakash, so too they split in the same proportions when it comes to the straw and the kash, which is the straw which is left in the ground, as opposed to the one which is cut with the rest of the produce. So even though that's not as good as the grain, if the owner gets, let's say, 40% of the produce, he gets 40% of the tavua, of the actual grain, and 40% of the straw. Similarly, k'shem shecholkim bayayin, just like they split wine, if let's say it's a vineyard, k'cholkim bazmeres, so too they split the branches which are cut off from the vine, uvakonim, and the reeds which were stood up next to the vine in order to make sure the vine would be straight, it wouldn't fall over. And the reason for that is shneim sakon sakonim, because both of them, both the owner of the field and the person working in the field, buy and provide the reeds. So since at the beginning they bought them together and split that, when it comes to dividing them at the end, so too they will split them in the same manner. Mishnah base. I'm a kabbal son of a chavero, one who accepts a field from his friend. You should get used to this expression because it comes up in the first 10 Mishnais of this perek. That's how they begin. Okay, and this time we're discussing again whether it's an oris or a chicher. Once again, let's get these expressions. Oris is when the rent is a percentage of the produce. A chicher is someone who pays a fixed amount as the rent. A fixed amount of the produce. So here we're discussing both. V'beis ha-shlochen, and the field which he's renting is an irrigated field. This means that it needs to be watered. The rain is not enough to water the field, and it needs little streams of water going through it in order to provide water for that which is growing inside it. And in fact, this particular field also has a spring of water, which makes it rather easy for the oris or the chicher to provide water for that growing inside the field. V'beis ha-ilon, or the field contains some trees. And this is also an advantage for the oris or the chicher, because trees require much less work to make them grow and grow fruit, so he'll get the fruit and be able to eat part of them without even having to do so much work. However, in both these cases, it wasn't specified in the agreement that he would only work in a field and only rent a field if it has trees or if there is a spring of water. And therefore, if the spring of water dries up, or the niktas or ilon, or the trees get cut down, that's tough luck for him. But that wasn't part of the agreement, and therefore, the renter is not allowed to decrease his rent that he's paying. He still has to pay the same amount, even though now he'll have to do more hard work and he won't necessarily get the fruit. Because he didn't specify that that should be part of the arrangement. However, if he did say to the owner of the field, rent for me this field which is irrigated, he specifies the fact that it has to be watered, or he specifies rent this field which has trees inside. Since he specified it's considered part of the arrangement that it has a spring of water and it has trees, and therefore, if the spring of water dries up or the trees are cut down, then he does have the right to give less rent, less of the produce to the owner of the field, since part of the deal was that he would have those advantages. So if those are taken away, then he can also decrease the rent. Mishnah Gimel, Hamakabson Mechaveiro, one who accepts a field from his friend, and we're talking about an oris here. So he's going to give a percentage of the produce to the owner, but then, Vahivira, he left it unplowed, unworked, he didn't do anything with the field. So of course there was no produce, or very little, which will mean that the owner of the field will receive much less as the rent. However, the agreement is based on the fact that it can be assumed that there will be lots of produce, and therefore, Shomin Eisar Kamaru Lassos, we evaluate the field, how much it should have, and would have produced, and then Vinoisano, we give the whatever percentage was agreed, we give the percentage of the estimated amount of produce to the owner of the field. Because the oris would customarily write to the owner of the field im over. If I leave it unplowed and I don't work it, I'll pay you with the best, meaning I'll pay you based on how much we estimate the field would have produced, I'll pay you the percentage of that. In fact, even if he doesn't write this, even if this specific oris does not write this as part of the arrangement, since most arisim would do that, we automatically consider it as part of the arrangement, and therefore if he doesn't work the land, he will still have to give the percentage of the estimated total produce for that year.